Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, January 13th. Mars is at its closest and brightest this week, and it's in view all night, almost. Tonight, it'll vanish for a while for sky watchers from Western Africa to the American West Coast, hidden behind the moon. The disappearing act is an occultation. The word comes from Latin and means to hide or to cover up. And the occultation is the result of the geometry of the solar system. Mars and the other planets all stay close to the sun's path across the sky, the ecliptic. So does the moon, but their orbits are tilted a little bit with respect to the ecliptic. So most months, the moon and Mars pass close to each other, but they don't overlap. The arrangement has to be just right for the moon to occult the red planet. Occultations come in clumps when Mars and the moon are in phase with each other and with the ecliptic. They're in one of those phases now. There was an occultation last month, and there's another one next month. Tonight's occultation takes place during the evening hours. The moon will drop toward Mars, which looks like a bright star, then pass in front of it. The entire occultation will last about 4 hours. But from any given location, Mars will be out of sight for no more than about 1 hour. The occultation will be visible across the contiguous United States, eastern Canada, and most of Mexico. Mars and the moon will stay close together for the rest of the night. More about Mars tomorrow. You can find more about Mars in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.